Well, sport now, and next we have a football update from Chris Gorham and Rob Butler at BBC Radio Norfolk.
Well, hello everyone, it's Chris Gorham and Rob Butler here from BBC Radio Norfolk, pondering an international break, and Rob Butler, one that finds Norwich very much mid-table, not going up, not going down, but we've seen a bit of a sea change in recent weeks. We've had a game that's finished 3-2 in Norwich's favour, a 4-3 defeat at Hull, so at least we're starting to get a bit more bang for our buck, aren't we, at Norwich City? A few more goals.
Well, that's right, and we talked about it, didn't we, on our programme during the game last week at home against Reading, where, you know, there was only 5 goals before that day, which had been scored at the Barclay end, which is traditionally the kind of noisy end at Norwich, for those who don't go to Carrow Road. And, you know, it's interesting that suddenly there's all them goals flying in. We spoke to people afterwards who'd been in the Barclay, and they were kind of delighted, because they I think people had noticed. And it's funny, isn't it? You don't think, perhaps people don't notice, but of course they do. The goals aren't happening at their end. So yeah, we got an interesting, exciting game. There was a few goals, there was some strange refereeing decisions, there was kicks flying in, and it was an entertaining game. And I think that's been a fairly long time coming for home fans at Norwich City. We've been solid at home, and we've perhaps improved our home form by getting a few more draws recently, but yeah, it does feel like it's kind of a bit of a damp squib the end of the season. But you know, that's just sometimes how it works. You know, we've had so many seasons where we're at the top or the bottom. You know, I suppose in a way, like last season, it's kind of nice just to have something a little bit less relaxed. I don't know.
Looking at the rest of the season, Norwich have a number of games where they may not be going up or going down, but they're playing against teams who can still go up. Their next game's against Fulham, but they've still got to play Aston Villa. They've still got a couple of teams to play who can go down. They play Sunderland soon away from home. They've got Sheffield Wednesday on the last day of the season, who at the moment aren't safe. And I think this says something about football supporters, that while Norwich don't have anything to play for, you still want to see them beat those teams. But there's something, I don't know what it is, because it doesn't affect us, but there's something nice about seeing your team put a spanner in somebody else's works.
Absolutely.
Relegate somebody or stop them from going up. I don't know what it is, but they're, you really do feel you feel there is plenty to play for in that sense.
Yeah, and I mean, as long as Ipswich aren't going to benefit from it, which they won't because they're mid-table like us, I agree with you. I think it'd be great. Yeah, I don't think Norwich fans have got a lot of love for Fulham, you know, for instance, which is our, as we sit here, our next game. And yeah, I think it'd be nice. I mean, they look good, Fulham, to be fair. They are a good side, and they probably are one of the favourites to go up. But yeah, I think it'd be nice to sort of put a spanner in their works. You know, Sheffield Wednesday, a club I really like, actually, and we always have a great time when we go to Hillsborough, and you know, they're a really excellent club. I wouldn't want to see them go down necessarily, but again, I think that, like you said, there's something about putting teams down. It does, you know, it makes, and also the players as well, you know, they're determined to be professional and do the job, and they'll want to do all they can to sort of, you know, make an impact on the league. And yeah, I don't think it's all is lost for Norwich fans. There's still a couple of things to play for. We've still got Leeds to come as well, which is always a big game. There's a bit of a rivalry there, but it is going to be one of those kind of damp squib ends to the season, as we said earlier. It was the same last season. And quite frankly, I think some are relieved, because, as we always say, that 4-0 game at Millwall earlier on in the season, we both thought, hello, we're going to be in a relegation fight here as things stand, and it did get a little bit hairy. So, you know, to be fair to Daniel Farke, and credit to him, he's turned it round a bit. The cup ties at Arsenal and Chelsea were really good, even though we lost, but they were really impressive performances. So it's not been a terrible season. It's not been a great season. It's just been a bit sort of meh.
And to finish with, we've got our head around some of the new signings now that were made in January, and I know you're very excited about Onel Hernandez, who Norwich signed in January on a permanent basis. He's a winger, and you think he's got something, don't you? We can be excited about him.
I really like him. I think what I like about him is he's improved every time I've seen him, and he's started to start games now. He's improved. He's got pace. He doesn't really look like a finisher yet, but he can score goals. He scored a few in Germany. And, you know, he's got a trick, which not all wingers we've had recently have got a trick. I mean, you know, the Murphys just kind of use their pace, and if that doesn't work, they sometimes struggle. So he has got a little quick turn and a little step over and things like that. And I think Onel Hernandez is going to be up with Zimmerman as one of best signings for Daniel Farke and Stuart Webber. And I think he's exciting. And, you know, let's mention Dennis Sobreny as well. He had his best game so far for Norwich in the home game against Reading. Didn't score, missed a golden chance, but his all-round play was pretty good. The jury's still out on him, but let's hope he can get a few more games, because that's what we've got to do, Chris, at the end of this season. You'll agree, no doubt. Let's play these players. Let's get them involved, because there's nothing to play for Norwich, so we might as well blood some new ones and perhaps even see a couple of youngsters come through as well.
You never know. Well, just a few games left now for the season, and from us here at BBC Radio Norfolk and the Norwich City team, it's goodbye for now.